I'll explain it when we get there.
Okay.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, it's a Halloween candy tournament. 32 candies enter, one candy leaves. Your favorite will be shat upon.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Nick Glover. I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, Molly Glover.
I go second.
And Tim Wick.
Om nom nom nom.
And gearing up for spooky season, we are going to do a Halloween candy tournament.
Bum, bum, bum.
We've got a bracket of 32 entries, popular Halloween handouts, and
32 candies enter, one candy leaves.
And we're gonna do a simple majority vote where two of us can override the third person, and we're gonna figure out what the best Halloween candy is, and we're going to do it with time to you go for you to go stock up on full-sized versions of that to give out to kids on, okay, on Halloween.
Yeah, okay. I think we need to make clear that everything in these brackets is full-sized candy, right?
Well, I mean, well, some of them don't come full-sized.
Yeah. If possible.
So we're going to assume that these are all like equivalent sizes or fun sizes or whatever, because like a full-sized, you know, Milky Way isn't going to be the same against, like, a single Laffy Taffy, you know.
Okay.
So we're going to assume equivalent fun sizes, and we're just going to start off the bat with Baby Ruth versus Butterfinger.
So Baby Ruth, I think we remember from Caddyshack as the candy bar that looks most like poop when dropped into a pool.
I remember it as the candy bar or the sloth likes in Goonies.
That's me. Mm-hmm. Butterfinger is Bart Simpson's candy bar of choice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I vote Butterfinger. I don't like Baby Ruth.
I vote Butterfinger.
Great. Butterfinger wins.
This is going to go fast.
I like how that's they're crispy.
Right. They're crispity crunchity. Peanut buttery. I'm sorry.
I got
crispity crunchity peanut buttery Butterfinger.
This next one is going to be super easy. Skittles. Or raisins.
I mean, Skittles. I didn't even really like raisins as a kid, and I can't even eat them now. So not that I can eat Skittles. I can't eat any of this stuff, by the way. I can't have corn syrup.
I like raisins in things and on their own, and I just, why would you do that?
I don't really like raisins in things even. So
there's a couple cookie.
Butterscotch, oatmeal butterscotch cookies. Oatmeal scotches are way better than oatmeal raisin cookies.
That's true.
Yeah. All right,
if you're going to put oatmeal in a cookie, you better put some butterscotch in there.
This is two unpopular choices, I would say.
Rude.
Dum Dums, the simple suckers.
Sure, yeah.
Or candy corn. And candy corn includes the pumpkins, all the different varieties of candy corn.
Well, and I think the problem with Dum Dums right off the bat is they aren't Tootsie Pops.
I vote Dum Dums. I like them the best. They're one of my favorite candies, and you are all monsters for not liking them.
I vote candy corn.
Ouch. Oh, gosh. Now I got to.
That's all right.
And this was a tough one for me. I do like candy corn.
It's delicious.
All right, candy corn wins.
Well, I haven't decided.
All right, well.
And I like suckers, but I really, if this was Tootsie Pops, I'd probably go Dum Dums.
That's later.
I'm going to go candy corn.
All right. Dum Dums are underrated. They are a small, tiny, little, delicious taste of candy that is so good.
This next bracket, by the way, is bullshit and it should not exist.
Oh.
Twix versus Milk Duds.
I love them both.
Mm-hmm.
Milk Duds are phenomenal, but their drawback is so big that I don't eat them ever.
What's the drawback?
They will pull out a fucking tooth.
Ah, see, so now I suck them until they dissolve. You suck off the chocolate and then you suck until the caramel disappears, and that is a delicious thing. So I vote Milk Duds.
I vote Twix.
I'm going to be with Molly on this one. I actually vote for the Milk Duds.
Hell yes.
They're a great change up from the candy bars.
I like any candy that you can just eat a little bit of at a time and not have to eat the whole thing, you know?
I love Twix. I want to be really clear. I love Twix. This was hard. This was a hard call.
Crispity and crunchity both.
Do you prefer left Twix or right Twix?
You know me. when it comes to politics, I always, go left.
The lefter, the bester.
Yeah.
All right. Another double unpopular choice here. Fruit or wax candy, like those wax lips and wax fangs.
Are they? Do they have like nectar inside?
Nope, or? It's not the nickel nips. It's not those little things with the bottles. It's literally like the wax lips. They're just a flavored wax
like
that you chew on.
Sugar is, and flavor in the wax, but you're just chewing wax.
These are both bullshit.
They're both bullshit. No one should give out either of these things.
I'm picking wax candy for the absolute novelty of it. Same. I liked it as a kid because I thought it was weird.
You know, I think that they're fun.
I kind of enjoyed chewing on them.
Yeah.
And the thing is, fruit, it's like, well, I mean, I like a good apple, but I don't want an apple in my Halloween bag because it's going to get all bruised up by the time I get home.
Also, fruit is not great in October in Minnesota. I'm just going to say it. It's not, not at its peak, even the apples. And there's just something very fun about putting in the wax lips and being like, and everyone's like, oh, you look so and they act like you're a beautiful lady and then you eat the lips.
Sounds like you can do kissy noises with your big
nose. Sounds like an improv segment from a vilification tennis show.
Wax lips.
All right.
This is not going to make it to the end. This is not going to be the champion.
No.
The champion did not come out of this pairing.
Wax lips isn't going to win. Come on. Even wax lips is surprised it's on the bracket.
So Airheads taffy and Snickers candy bars. Now, I anticipate Snickers losing here despite my vote being for Airheads taffy. But I just want to give one reason for why Airheads taffy. And that's the white mystery ones.
The mystery flavor is really great. I love Airheads.
Any candy that has a grape flavor is really going to be a winner for me. Mm-hmm. I think a purple flavor. And Snickers is by far the most common candy bar you get at Halloween.
Yeah.
And it was my least favorite. It was just above the candy bars that you trade away.
Mm.
I mean, I would still eat Snickers, but I would eat them first so that my favorites were left.
I will always prefer a fruit candy because as a child, my brother's allergic to chocolate and tree nuts. And so anything with chocolate or nuts, I had to take and I had to trade him all my fruit candy for all his chocolate candy because that's what my mom decided was fair. So I very rarely got to eat tasty fruit candy at Halloween time. So that became like my golden grail.
Yeah, that's fair.
So Airheads.
Yep, Airheads.
Yep.
All right. Now, because of the limited amount of space on here, I combined Tootsie Rolls and Tootsie Pops.
Huh.
And I want to be clear that includes flavored Tootsie Rolls.
Like the vanilla ones and the fruit ones?
Yes. For better or worse, you are voting for those as well. I know Molly doesn't like them.
I like them fine.
And then the opposing one is Dots.
But I love Dots. I love Dots.
Tim, this is your...
I still miss Dots. The only thing I would like more than Dots that isn't even on here is Jujubes.
Mm.
Jujubes.
But
boy,
I love Dots.
Those stuck to your teeth worse
those
than milk.
Those were the worst. Oh, yeah. I had to go to the orthodontist once because I ate Jujubes.
Here's the problem they have with this. Dots come in the same package as Tootsie Rolls and Tootsie Pops these days. You can get the big Halloween. I get these because
the variety pack.
The big variety
for the
pack.
Midgy bits, yeah.
The big variety pack. It comes with Tootsie Rolls and the Tootsie Roll fruity kinds and Tootsie Pops and Dots. It all comes in the same thing. So if I'm eliminating one thing from that bag, the thing that I'm eliminating is Dots.
Okay, so you're voting Tootsie Rolls and Tootsie Pops. Yeah. I'm voting Dots. Nick, you're the deciding factor here. Which one do you prefer?
I think Tootsie Pops are... I don't like them. And I don't like Tootsie Rolls. And I do like Dots. However, I fucking love the vanilla and strawberry and other flavored Tootsie Rolls.
You just don't like chocolate Tootsie Rolls.
They're like better than Starburst.
Come on. Don't talk crazy. But they're very good. And so I'm going to vote with Tim on this one and say Tootsie.
Tootsie Treats, which sounds like something Quentin Tarantino likes.
Yeah. So the craft services.
Okay.
All right. So Laffy Taffy, and I got another clarification here. This includes banana flavor, for better or worse.
Mm-hmm.
Laffy Taffy or Mike and Ike's. And I thought about saying Mike and Ike's and Hot Tamales and
Good and Plenty.
That whole.
But this is just Mike and Ike.
Genre.
This is just the fruit flavored one.
This is just Mike and Ike's versus Laffy Taffy.
Laffy Taffy has jokes. Anyone not voting for that is a vote against comedy.
But Mike and Ike's are so good.
Ouch. No, they're not.
Ouch.
But I fucking love banana Laffy Taffys.
See, I fucking hate banana Laffy Taffys. But there's also purple.
There's a grape. I'm
there's
just
a
saying.
Purple, and there's a green apple.
And there's jokes and on the wrappers, and they're stupid.
Are all three of us voting Laffy Taffy? Is that what's happening?
It's just because I love Mike and Ike's, and it's clear that Laffy Taffy's going to win. I'm going to cast my vote for Mike and Ike's.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Throw your vote away.
A sympathy vote for Mike and Ike's.
Sympathy vote for Mike and Ike's.
Okay.
This is the bracket that's going to kill me.
So, okay. I'm going to say Nerds, but that's Nerds candy in the little boxes. That's Nerds rope, and that's Nerds clusters. That's all Nerds candy.
Sure, but you're never going to get clusters or rope at Halloween.
They make little ones. Boxes. Versus Twizzlers.
Now, I would imagine this also counts. This includes Pull and Peel, that godforsaken travesty of Twizzlers. Does it include Nibs? Because Nibs are the boss.
It includes Nibs, but it doesn't include black licorice because no one's giving out black licorice for Halloween, despite how much they should.
Twizzlers, I don't even know if Twizzlers makes a black, and if they do, it's not as good.
They do, but not fun size. It's not for kids.
So Twizzlers, Nibs, and Pull and Peel versus Nerds rope, Nerds candy, and Nerds gummy clusters.
Yeah.
Yeah, my vote is entirely based on the fact that Twizzlers fun sized, if we're going with fun sized, is not fun at all. It's way too small.
Peel.
And it's a different flavor than the full size Twizzlers. If we're going for Halloween candy, mm-hmm. I've got to go for the Nerds.
One of my great joys in life until I was no longer allowed to have corn syrup, and I still try to do it once a year just because I have to, is to take one, because the only Nerds in Halloween only come in strawberry and grape. That's all they come in.
They do.
And I would take one box of strawberry and one box of grape and wah, 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 into my mouth, and then have a huge mouthful of Nerds.
They're better mixed. They really are.
All right. So
Nerds
what
it
you,
is.
Nerds
oh,
it
I,
is.
I,
you
I,
don't
I,
even
nerd.
Get to vote.
It's Nerds are not only a fucking great candy, but they're a good fruit-flavored candy. And if someone's giving away full-sized ones, you get that neat little box with the two sliders for the two different flavors.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best.
I got a bag of Nibs pretty much every day in high school from the vending machine. Nibs, I just want to say.
Oh, I do love Nibs.
And Twizzlers are like one of my favorite all-time candies. But I got to go Nerds for Halloween.
There's hardly ever fun-sized Nibs. I don't even know if that's a thing.
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah. Alas. Yeah.
So, these are a good pair, I feel like. Jolly Ranchers.
Okay.
And Sixlets.
Those are the little chocolate pellets covered in a candy shell. They're not M&Ms.
Right. And they come in a little line, a little tube.
A little
bag.
Tube like Smarties.
And I think you get six of them.
They're basically like spherical M&Ms.
With worse chocolate, which is why the answer is clearly Jolly Rancher.
I love a Jolly Rancher.
I love Jolly Ranchers. Yeah. I'm always going to go fruit. I love a fruit candy, but Jolly Ranchers, man, they're so good.
And
the cinnamon ones? Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. Mm,
for me, Jolly Rancher, I mean, the cinnamon ones are fine, but Jolly Rancher watermelon is where it's at.
Watermelon's a good one.
Grape.
They make a whole bag of it for a reason.
Yeah.
The cinnamon ones are pretty great. All right. A chocolate bar showdown, Kit Kats and Milky Way.
Milky Way Midnight or regular ass Milky Way?
This is going to be all Milky Ways and all Kit Kats. That you
all
might get.
Kit Kats, even like the crazy Japanese flavors.
Is someone going to give those out for Halloween?
No, probably not.
It's just going to be your basic Milky Way. So first of all, I'm going to say between Snickers, Milky Way, and Three Musketeers, Milky Way is the best option of those three, in my opinion.
Those are all different.
And yet none of them top Kit Kats for me.
What is in a Milky Way again?
It's caramel, nougat, and chocolate.
Okay, Kit Kat, 100%.
A Milky Way. So you've got a Snickers. A Milky Way is a Snickers without peanuts, and a Three Musketeers is a Milky Way without caramel.
Right.
That's basically how it goes.
All right.
So we're going Kit Kats then?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Kit Kat is one of my favorite candy bars, bar none.
And Molly, that's
Except
another one where you can eat a little bit at a time.
It's true. If I had to pick between those, I guess I'd go Kit Kat, but I am sad because Milky Way Midnight is a superior candy bar.
So this is my struggle. This is my struggle bracket here. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or Starburst?
Starburst. I don't like peanut butter cups.
You don't like peanut butter and chocolate too much.
I don't like peanut butter and chocolate very much, but I really don't like peanut butter cups.
But Starburst are fucking great, and the pink ones and the yellow ones are
Fave Reds, where it's like the pink red. It's like all the different, it's like two different flavors of pink, two different flavors of red.
It's basically no yellow. Yeah.
Yeah. No orange either.
Yeah, orange is actually my favorite. So if
orange
you
is good. I like all Starburst. Yeah. There is not a Starburst. Cherry is not as great. It because it leaves my mouth feeling musty. Yeah.
But the pink and the yellows are especially my favorite. But they're all good.
So once again, Starburst is clearly the winner. But let me just speak out briefly for peanut butter cups. In that I think the fun sized Halloween peanut butter cups are the best peanut butter cups because they're the right ratio of chocolate to peanut butter. The regular peanut butter cups have too much peanut butter to chocolate.
When I very rarely get a craving where I'm like, I want a peanut butter cup. And every now and then, like once every few years, it might happen. And then I wish I had a Halloween one because I always get, get like a one from the gas station where you get the two in the package and it's never good. I don't like it.
I like the ones at the like ritzier grocery stores that are made with dark chocolate.
Oh, the Justin's peanut butter cups. Those are better.
All right. Now here's another one where I did some combining. Almond Joys and Mounds together. That's one. Okay.
Almond Joys got nuts. Mounds don't. I mean, right. they even put them together in the commercial.
Versus Sour Patch Kids.
Ugh.
All right.
You did this just to torture me.
Here's for me, this is easy because I actually love coconut, but I think coconut in Almond Joy and Mounds is fake coconut and it's bullshit.
Oh, it's good though.
So my vote is Sour Patch Kids.
Boy, I Almond Joy and Mounds were two of my favorite candy bars growing up, especially at Halloween because of the aforementioned me having to eat all the chocolate. That was one of the ones I liked a lot. But I just don't think anything can top Sour Patch Kids. I love sour stuff. And the first time I had one, I was like, well, I want this forever. These are incredible.
I love sour candy.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. The only problem with Sour Patch Kids is they aren't sour enough.
Yeah. All
right. Now, here's an odd one. 100 Grand, which is another candy bar with old candy peanuts, bar. I think.
No, 100 Grand is caramel covered in chocolate and Rice Krispies.
There we go.
It is amazing. It is my favorite candy bar in the whole world.
Oh, wow. Well, do you want that or toys?
100 Grand beats everything.
So it's up against toys. And I'm going to tell, even though I built this list and randomized it and put it together, I'm going to tell you right now, toys doesn't win because toys is not Halloween candy. And this is a Halloween candy tournament. Toys is disqualified. 100 Grand wins. No vote necessary.
Okay. All right.
I understand giving away toys because kids have allergies and stuff. We do it ourselves.
We have glow-in-the-dark axolotls this year.
But it's not candy. All right. This is another easy one, I think.
Is it?
M&M's, and that's peanut, non-peanut,
almond,
whatever. All the M&M's.
Peanut butter, pretzel.
Versus Smarties.
I love Smarties
I love Smarties, too.
I hate M&M's.
I don't hate M&M's, but they aren't that interesting.
I love peanut M&M's, but I'm going to vote Smarties. And I did not think this
Smarties
was going to go this way.
Smarties is a superior candy, and especially at Halloween. When I was a kid, I was so worried about razor blades in my candy that I made my mom cut up all my Smarties because I was worried there might be a razor blade in there. And after like the fourth Smartie of cutting it with a knife, she just went, "It's not real. It's not a thing that actually happens. The razor blades thing, I don't think it's real." And I was like, "Oh," and she's like, "They don't make them that small anyway." And I was like, "That makes more sense."
That does make more sense.
The little tiny discs that are smaller in diameter than a dime?
Yes, I was a very nervous child.
Here's the thing. Now, M&M's, if you're going to put them in M&M cookies, are amazing.
Hiss.
And that's what they're for.
Garbage.
In my opinion.
When someone's like, "Oh, I have an M&M cookie," I want to throw up. I absolutely hate them. I think I've never had a cookie with M&M's in it where I thought it was at all good. Mm. I just hate them.
All right, the last
that's
one.
That's something where you can have my chocolate chip cookies. I'll take your M&M cookies and we'll both be happy.
And I'll get all the reasons.
I don't even like chocolate chip cookies.
Fine, you can't have any. I'll eat all of the cookies and I'll be happy.
That's right.
All right, and the last one in round one, Three Musketeers against Whoppers. And ooh, I love both of these.
I do too.
Yeah.
I'm voting Whoppers.
I'm voting Whoppers because it's like, it is, I'll tell you why.
Malt.
The malt. It's no other candy has it. Musketeers, Three Musketeers, like you can basically get that. Even though that a frozen Three Musketeers is a divine situation. Yeah. But man, Whoppers are so good.
Tim,
here's what I love to do with Whoppers, because it's the clear choice, is you scrape off a little bit of the chocolate from one edge, and then you put it in your mouth and you let that malt dissolve in your mouth.
Or you cut it, you can snap them in half with your molars and then let them dissolve on your tongue face down.
Have you ever gotten Whoppers or malted milk balls that haven't been that expanded in vacuum and they're still super hard on the inside?
Yeah.
They're tooth breakers.
There's something kind of exciting because the malt is super concentrated.
The Whopper is something that a malted milk ball is placed at the bottom of ice cream cones from the Grand Old Creamery, because it stoppers up the bottom of a waffle cone so you don't get drips all over you. And I'm just saying, it's a workhorse.
It's also a prize. It's a prize at the bottom of the cone.
It's a reward for eating ice cream.
All right.
It's the best.
Okay. Ding, ding. Round two.
Now it gets harder.
All right.
Butterfingers and Skittles.
Skittles.
Wait, well, hang on.
Okay, I'm going Skittles. You can do whatever you want.
I hate green apple Skittles.
Yeah. No, this is only a lime. This is a lime only. They don't make them anymore. They only make them with the lime now. Lime is the king.
And I think that might be why I'm going to vote Skittles, even though Butterfinger was my favorite candy bar for a long time.
I love Butterfingers. I really do. They're like when I go to like Dairy Queen and get a Blizzard, it's pretty much almost always a Butterfinger Blizzard.
Interesting.
But the answer is clearly Skittles.
Skittles. I mean, can you take one of every flavor of Butterfinger and put them in your mouth for a taste sensation like a fruit that doesn't exist in nature? You cannot. I'll answer. You can't. You can only do that with Skittles.
Let me tell you the thing that I find the most interesting ever that I've ever done is eating a Skittles and a wasabi pea at the same time.
Yikes.
And you know what happens?
No.
The two flavors cancel each other out. It's like you can't taste either of them.
Oh, interesting.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever done.
I know people talk about S&Ms. You mix M&Ms and Skittles.
Oh, sure. Yep.
Why would you?
That's a bunch of bullshit because there's M&Ms in there. What M&Ms, the fuck?
Garbage.
All right. This is where I see them massacre my boy here. Candy corn versus milk duds.
So I love those candy pumpkins, those gross, waxy candy pumpkins. Mm. I like them even more than candy corn. I think they are. It's the same with the wax lips. It's like, it's so ugly. I love it. Like it's so gross. I used to like candy buttons for the same reason. Oh. Like they taste like nothing. This is gross. I love it. I don't know. It's more of a texture than a candy.
It's the opposite. I think that pumpkins are too much candy corn in a single bite.
Mm-hmm.
I think candy corn is the perfect size for the flavor of candy
Texture is different. I like the texture of the pillowy softness.
I get it, but I still got to go milk duds.
I think I gotta go milk duds too. I really do prefer them.
I'm sorry, Nick. Sorry.
That's fine. I didn't expect candy corn to make it off the very first one. So I'm just proud that my boy made it that far.
I feel like this next one's gonna be pretty easy.
If you've never tried it before, mixing a 1-to-1 ratio of candy corn and peanuts is very good.
Oh sure.
Sure,
I can have, because it's got the sweet and it's got the salty.
Yep.
So good.
And the peanut gives it a crunch because candy corn is super soft.
It's really yummy. Yeah.
All right. Wax candy lips or fangs versus Airheads taffy.
Airheads.
Come on. Wax lips. I mean,
Wax lips ought to be just proud that they made it out of the first round.
Exactly.
It lucked out being paired against fruit, for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Tootsie products versus Laffy Taffy.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm going to go. I love those banana Laffy Taffies. And the best thing about loving banana Laffy Taffies is that so many other people hate them that I get more of them.
Oh, yeah. You just get piles of them.
Like, if we go over, because our twin niece's birthday is just after Halloween. And so if we go over to Molly's brother's house to celebrate their birthday right after Halloween, they'll be like, oh yeah, here's our banana Laffy Taffies from trick or treating. 'Cause no one in our house likes them. And I'll go home with like four of them.
I will say, in terms of these two candies, they are very equal in one way, which is cool thing on the wrapper. Laffy Taffy has the jokes. Tootsie Pop has the Native American shooting the star. That was always the if you can find the star with the... used to be able to get a free Tootsie Pop.
Yeah.
Really? I actually know a guy who has that as a tattoo from the Tootsie wrapper. Yeah, you used to be able to trade it in for a free one
because
it was very rare. But I'm going to go Laffy Taffy too.
Okay, then once again, I will cast the non-deciding vote for Tootsie Rolls because I do love them.
All right.
But I'm really okay with Laffy Taffy moving on because I love them both.
Yes, it's always going to go fruit.
All right. That's going to bring next round. That's going to be taffy on taffy.
Yes, which is the other reason I'm actually happy it went that way.
Yeah, it needs to happen that way.
So Nerds candy versus Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, I'm really stuck here because Jolly Ranchers has the staying power. Like a Jolly Rancher lasts mm-hmm. a while.
Oh, yeah.
It also is a much more portable, but it also gets, you know, how they get sticky if they get at all moist and then they're stuck to the wrapper and nearly as pleasant of an experience.
You can't actually unwrap them anymore.
That doesn't happen to Nerds. True. I've never had a box of Nerds not like just go into my mouth because of the nice, the small little dryness.
There's also the thing about Laffy Taffy that when it gets wet and it's in your mouth, it gets slippery. And sometimes if you're not, and if you're not paying attention, they go split right out of your mouth. Yep. And then whatever they hit, they're stuck to forever.
Or you choke on them, yeah.
Or I will say, like, let's say maybe you took ecstasy and then you put a Jolly Rancher in your mouth and you sort of parked it between your lip and your gum and you forgot about it for like 5 hours, it'll give you a canker sore. So don't do that. But I will say, there is no greater joy in life. The Nerds, you get the double slide box. Nerds has the engineering in the box with the little slide that opens one hole or the other. You got Rainbow Nerds. I have to vote Nerds.
I'm going
to
go Nerds.
There's also, it's hard to find, but Sour Nerds are
spectacular.
Oh, I love Nerds Rope too. Nerds unapologetic. Rope really good. Love Nerds Rope.
It's good.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Yeah, I also have to go Nerds.
This will be I don't know.
Oh, this next one. Fuck.
Kit Kats and Starburst.
What have I been saying?
Kit Kats are my number two number two candy bar, and Starburst are kind of my number one fruit chew.
It's a real Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
And both of them, you get multiples. Like if you're a person that likes to divide up your individual candy and eat it a little bit at a time, you get a couple Starbursts.
See, and what I love to do with Kit Kats is I'll eat the chocolate around the outside. So then you've just got the cookie wafers with a little bit of chocolate on it. Mm-hmm. And it's the most amazing. I'm
voting Starburst, and I'm going to tell you why. Because you can turn the wrappers into little origami cranes, or at least I can. And I've done it before multiple times. So you can fold Starburst wrappers into tiny origami cranes, and that alone, I also prefer fruit to chocolate. So.
Tim, did you say Kit Kat?
I'm going to have to go Kit Kat.
Ooh. What's it going to be, Nick?
Starburst.
No. Oh, Starburst.
That hurts.
Starburst
that hurts
versus Nerds
inside.
Is going to be a tough one for me All later. Right. All right.
Sour Patch Kids versus 100 Grand.
Well, we got my number one candy bar versus Sour Patch Kids, and I love sour, but Sour Patch Kids aren't sour enough. I got to go 100 Grand.
I don't particularly like Rice Krispie candy bars. And I love Sour Patch Kids.
I'm going to vote Sour Patch Kids, but it's a close one for me too, Tim, because I just think Sour Patch Kids are, if nothing else, a more Halloween candy.
Well,
for sure.
Now I don't care. Both of my favorites have lost.
All right. Smarties versus Whoppers.
It's gotta be Whoppers.
I love Smarties. I really do, but it is Whoppers.
But it can't. I mean, I'm not gonna sit in a movie and enjoy a box of Smarties. Like, that's not how it's gonna happen.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All
my horses are dead.
We're down to the semifinals.
We're in the semifinals. Back up to the top. Skittles versus Milk Duds.
They're like the same candy. It's just like one is fruit and one is chocolate caramel. But it's ultimately like they're ultimately like very similar in this. You get the little pieces. You don't want to hold them in your hand too long or they will stain your palms.
Oh, they will.
I didn't vote for Milk Duds last time, and that's not changing this round.
If we were still dealing with the green apple deers, I would be like, absolutely not. But because they brought lime back, because they listened to the candy consumer and brought lime back, I think I'm going to go Skittles.
Tim?
They've already lost, so I once again have to cast the sympathy vote for Milk Duds.
All right. Skittles moves on. Airheads versus Laffy Taffy. Oh.
Laffy Taffy. It's
Laffy
not
Taffy
even close.
Has the jokes.
It's not even close between the two of those. It's way better taffy.
Also, the Airheads, yes. The Airheads have that. It's a little grainy.
I like it, but it's just
not as good. Laffy Taffy is more like a traditional saltwater taffy, which is one of my favorite candies.
Yeah, me too.
I'm voting Airheads, and it doesn't matter because Laffy Taffy moves on
to
go against Skittles next round.
All right.
All right. Nerds versus Starburst.
No! I gotta think. Oh.
If I am presented with which of these two candies, you have to have one of these for the rest of your Halloweens, and is it Starburst or Nerds?
Mm-hmm.
it would be a very difficult choice, but the choice I would make would be Starburst of those two.
So outside of a Halloween setting, if someone was like, hey, you want two loose pieces of Starburst? I'd be like, yeah, I guess. Sure. Why not? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'll have a Starburst.
Candy from your purse or something. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. And if someone came up to me and was like, hey, man, you want this little box of Nerds? I'd be like, fuck yeah, Nerds. I'd be way more excited.
Way more excited by Nerds.
And
let me also say, the two of you, I think, are probably not old enough to remember when Starburst had, instead of, I think it was lemon, they had lime.
The green Starburst
was so good.
I love lime.
It was so good.
What a tragedy.
Sidebar, I used to love Juji Fruit. Was like my favorite candy for a long time because they had spearmint, cherry, black licorice, orange and lemon all in one box.
I remember that.
And you could and if you mixed a spearmint and a black licorice, it was an incredible taste sensation.
Fuck yeah.
And then they changed spearmint to lime and black licorice to grape, and it was like, come on. No, okay. Anyway, back to this. I'm really torn between origami cranes and cute slidey boxes and little men, but I'm
voting Nerds.
You're voting Nerds, and Tim, you voted Starburst?
I voted Starburst. You're the tiebreaker.
I used to keep Starburst in my purse, but we're talking Halloween candy. Mm-hmm. Halloween candy, I'm going Nerds. Because with Halloween candy, you never know. You get that little three-pack of Starburst, and you might get all three that you don't like, right?
So, there was really no loser in this contest to me.
No.
It's true.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's another hard one, I feel like. Sour Patch Kids against Whoppers.
Look, I have to come right out and say it. If we don't get a little bit of chocolate near the end, I don't feel like this bracket even matters. So, and again, the biggest problem I have with Sour Patch Kids is they are not sour enough. And while I enjoy them, Whoppers are one of the more satisfying candies out there for me. So it's not just about the fact that there needs to be a little bit of chocolate there. I think between these two, I find Whoppers far more satisfying as a candy.
Mm-hmm. I typically prefer fruit over chocolate, but Whoppers, you're saying, Tim, like sucking the chocolate off of them and then having the malt dissolve in your mouth is a tactilely pleasant thing.
Sour Patch Kids are just an okay gummy. They're just okay. Whoppers are the clear winner.
Whoppers.
Obviously Whoppers.
All right, here we go.
This is going to be really hard. This is going to be really hard because these
finals.
We're at some good candies here. We got some real competitors here.
Skittles versus Laffy Taffy.
I got to go Skittles. Laffy Taffy, at this point, you've done a good run. But if I was told I could probably only have one candy for the rest of my life, if I could eat candy again, like Skittles is one of the things I miss the most.
I could definitely see Skittles as like the only candy I ever ate again if I was limited.
You love banana Laffy Taffy.
I do, but I will admit that the banana Laffy Taffy is a little bit of a novelty.
You know, if you got the tropical fruit Skittles, I believe they have banana flavor.
Oh, but those are... Oh, I forgot about the tropical... I forgot about the other flavors, which are all terrible. Oh, no.
They are all terrible. But really, the Skittles you're going to get are the regular
sour
flavor.
Skittles are good.
That's true.
I like sour
That's
Skittles.
True.
The berry blend has a couple of good flavors, but mostly bad flavors.
Yeah, sour Skittles, it depends a little bit on whether you get enough of that citrus
the dust.
Covering.
Yeah.
To really give it a nice tang. But sour Skittles are
pretty. Are we going Skittles then?
I think it's Skittles.
It's got to be Skittles.
I would laugh if Laffy Taffy made it all the way to the finals. But
I'm so surprised it made it this far.
I am too, but it's a good candy.
It was in a weak bracket.
Jokes.
It was in a weak bracket.
All right. Nerds and Whoppers.
See, this is another one where it's like, fuck, I love them both.
I know, but I think Whoppers bring something so unique to the table.
While
I think Nerds does too, there's a lot of like fruit flavored little bitty candy out there you can have. And it's good, but they don't. Whoppers is just such a unique thing.
Nerds takes more work.
Nerds is a little bit more of a novelty than it is a delicious candy. Part of what makes it good isn't the candy itself.
Also, since we're talking about Halloween fun size, Whoppers come in a little three pack and you can go pop, pop, pop into your mouth and you burst the little package.
Yeah.
And it's easily I would say it edges out in terms of fun the soft cardboard box getting dumped into my mouth. So.
Yes,
although Whoppers can also come in the little cardboard box.
Yes,
ooh.
With like six or seven of them.
Well, now that's a winner. We got a winner right there.
Whoppers. All right.
Skittles versus Whoppers. It all comes down to this.
Now, what I love is that of our four finalists,
we've got one fruit
there,
and we've got one not fruit.
Of our four finalists there, with the exception of Laffy Taffy, they were all bits in a box. They weren't like a single thing.
Mm-hmm.
It seems all three of us kind of prefer that. I mean, Milk Duds made it that far.
I love my bits.
Starburst made it that far. Sour Patch Kids made it that.
I mean, I'm going to point out that Kit Kat and 100 Grand would have made it much further if either of you liked them.
If Milk Duds had been paired against, not Skittles, if it had been paired against almost anything else in that list, I think it might have. Yeah, it's hard to say.
It would have beat Laffy Taffy.
Skittles
right?
Like, versus Whoppers. Do we have to? Do we want to say we need to be unanimous? Or otherwise it has an asterisk?
Yeah. No, I think we can come to a mutual agreement here.
Consensus?
I would be happy with either winning.
Me too. I really would. But I think that for Halloween, okay, so here's the thing. Are we being weird or are we being usual? Because everyone's going to do Skittles. We've got full-size Skittles in the closet ready to go. Like we are only giving out Skittles this year.
And the Skittles... And why are we doing so many Skittles this year? Because last year they fucking gone.
Yeah,
they
the
went.
Kids wanted them more than anything.
Oh, yeah, the kids love the Skittles. Yeah. But if we're talking me...
Yeah.
I'm thinking if I'm in a movie theater, I often will bring Whoppers because they, I think, are a great movie theater.
He means
candy.
Buy them. He'll buy them at the concession stand. Yeah. He won't bring them.
Well, yeah. Of course.
Let me put it a different way, Tim. Let's say your kids are young enough to trick-or-treat still. Right, and you're peeking into their goods. They've dumped out their candy bag on the counter or whatever, and you're gonna grab one piece of your kid's candy. Are you gonna grab a Skittles or a Whoppers?
Are they full size?
No, they're fun size.
They're fun sized.
Mm, okay,
but it's the box of Whoppers.
If it's me, I'd still probably grab the Whoppers because they are something that I have less often. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get Skittles outside of Halloween.
You can get Skittles anywhere.
Yeah.
I go to the gas station and get gas, and maybe I'll grab Skittles.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. They're everywhere. They're in every vending machine. They're in every gas station. They're in every grocery store checkout.
So I've had them. They're not nearly as much of a treat.
Yeah.
If you both are like, no, I'm going to vote for Skittles, and we have to have a consensus, I'm not going to drag this podcast out. But
no.
My personal first choice is Whoppers.
Well, and here's another thing about Whoppers. If you're going to go buy Whoppers yourself, not Halloween time, you have two options. A huge fucking cardboard box or a fucking milk carton full of Whoppers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's not a reasonable sized package
there's
of Whoppers.
There's not a fun size Whoppers.
Not I would like the taste of Whoppers.
I want... like the equivalent to a bag of Skittles, but Whoppers. I want 15 to 20 Whoppers. I don't need 50 to 200 Whoppers.
I'll do you one better. If you want that malted milk flavor, you either have to drink an entire fucking milkshake or you can have Whoppers. And I love malted milk, but I don't want to eat. I don't want to be drinking malted milk or getting a milkshake all the goddamn time. I think I got to vote Whoppers. I think Whoppers is the winner.
Yeah.
Whoppers.
I think it wins.
Whoppers.
I never, if you had showed me this list and said who's going to win, wouldn't have picked Whoppers in a million years, but it did it.
All right.
It did it.
And so, it was fair. I think it was a fair fight.
We narrowed it down from 32 different Halloween candies to Whoppers as our champion for the best Halloween candy of the year.
We are going to get so much shit for this
result. So much shit. I think we will get more disagreements in terms of things we've said than any other episode.
I feel like this podcast is going to generate more genuine anger than any podcast we've ever done.
I used an online tournament draft thing to whip up this bracket. I will send one to Tim to include with the episode so you can take a look at our bracket, a picture of it or a PDF or something, and you could accomplish this with your friends and let us know what comes out on top.
There's going to be people going, I can't believe toys didn't even make it out of the first round.
Yeah, someone out there is like Molly, and they're like, I can't eat any of that. I want toys should be, you know, getting more of a chance. And Too fucking bad.
I'm taking a picture, since I think I have the best handwriting of us. I'm taking a picture to show our bracket here, so everyone can see
it. I don't know if I want to put that up in the episode, because that'll be a spoiler. But anyway.
No. We'll put it up afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Wednesday after this comes out, I think is what we'll do.
Fantastic. Do let us know your opinions and why we're wrong. We love to hear why. Do the bracket with your friends, post your pictures and your results online and start some arguments. We hope you have a sweet and safe Halloween. And
razor blades is not a thing.
No one's giving away edibles.
Molly, razor blades and candy isn't a thing.
Yeah, no one's giving away edibles too. Drugs cost money.
One guy did put razor blades in candy, but it was to his own kids.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So, you know,
hooray.
Watch out for your parents. And,
yeah.
Yeah. We'll be back next week with more geeky godless fun. Throw us a few bucks on Patreon. Get some episodes early. Say hi. Leave a comment. Maybe get a sticker if you send us some answers to our 5 questions. You know what? Send us your completed bracket between you and your friends, or you alone. Take a picture and post it in the comments of this episode. We want to know how things fared on your end. Otherwise, we'll be back with more fun later. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
Nick, you forgot about those peanut butter taffy kisses.
No, I did not.
Aw.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Until next time. You can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. Geeks without God.
You are all wrong.